the public hearing on House Bill 2222. And I think, first of all, we would like to call forward Jack Roberts and Boley, if you would, please. Bureau of Labor and Industries, welcome Commissioner Roberts. As always, it's good to see you. And for the record, state your name.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, of the committee, for the record, my name is Jack Roberts. I'm Commissioner of the Bureau of Labor and Industry. I guess I want to know, do all of your chairs have names, or is it just fine here that says what the chairs have? Sorry.
Jack, that's just to make sure that folks can pronounce my name and not embarrass themselves.
Or offend the chair.
Oh, no. The chair would never be offended.
Or destroy any chance for their bill to get out of this committee.
That's well, right. That might be true.
Welcome, Jack. What's this bill all about?
This bill is actually a little bit of a cleanup from last session. We had a bill that came through that had been worked on very hard to try to make sure that certain types of agricultural associations and educational institutions could be licensed for farm labor contractor activities without having all of the members or the shareholders of the organization have to get a separate license. In the process of doing that, people at Goodwill Industries discovered that the way it had been crafted didn't apply to them, and that they've had some people talk to them about using their resources for purposes of farm labor contracting. And they contacted us, and we drafted a bill. It has since gone through some permutations, and unfortunately, the latest amendments, which have been agreed to by everyone who's worked on this, are not, as I understand it, available to you, and so we're not going to be able to get this through today. But what we ended up doing was coming up with language that pretty specifically defined the kind of activity that Goodwill Industries is involved in, and specifically it defines a nonprofit corporation that's authorized to do business in Oregon and that has been primarily engaged in recruiting, soliciting, supplying, or employing workers, and has been designated as exempt under Section 501(c)(3) of the Internal Revenue Code for a period of at least 5 years. The reason for being so explicit in that is that there's no real opposition to what Goodwill wants to do, but there is a concern that we not create an avenue for people who might want to in-run the normal licensing procedure to set up a shell or something else, or to convert any kind of a nonprofit that is doing something else, such as providing labor information or education or other support. If they're not actually hiring and retaining people working and they're not a 501(c)(3) and have done both of those things for at least 5 years, they don't qualify. So we believe that this is tightly drawn. I've worked with proponents of the bill, Goodwill Industries and others, also Oregon Law Center, which had some concerns that not to open up an opportunity for someone to in-run our system, and they have, and Michael Dale is here, and he can say that they've signed off on this language. We've also run it by the Farm Bureau, and they're not really directly involved in this, but they were also okay with this. So we think we have a bill now in the form that everyone supports. The only problem is that the amendments that everyone supports to make that happen are not, unfortunately, before you today.
Okay. Thank you, Jack. Appreciate that. Do we have questions of Commissioner? All right. Geez, look how easy that was, Jack. Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming today. Chair would like to call Charles Deister and Eric Olson. Welcome, gentlemen. And Eric, thank you for traveling. You get the distance traveling award of the day.
You
traveled from Jackson County, I'm assuming Medford, Grants Pass?
Mm-hmm.
Medford, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome. For the record, state your name.
My name is Eric Olson. I'm the Vice President of Workforce Development for Southern Oregon Goodwill. Southern Oregon Goodwill is located in operates in five counties in Southern Oregon: Douglas, Jackson, Josephine, Klamath, and Lake counties. I'm wanted to submit testimony in support of House Bill 2222, which would amend current Oregon statutes. We would allow not-for-profit organizations such as Goodwill to obtain a farm labor contractor license in their supply temporary labor to agricultural businesses. Current law prohibits not-for-profit organizations from supplying this labor. Southern Oregon Goodwill is a private not-for-profit organization incorporated in Oregon to provide employment and training to persons with disabilities and barriers to employment. We provide services, as I mentioned, in a large Southern Oregon region. The corporate office is located in Medford. In the year 2000, our organization provided a broad array of employment training services to over 5,000 people in that part of Oregon. In 1995, Goodwill established a subsidiary temporary employment service to expand the employment services. This new venture, Willpower Temporary Services, which is a DBA of Southern Oregon Goodwill Industries, has provided significant employment opportunities to individuals with disabilities and other barriers to employment. We have offices for Willpower Temporary Services in Klamath Falls, Medford, Grants Pass, and Roseburg. Willpower in 2000 provided employment to over 1,000 individuals with disabilities, disadvantages, or barriers to employment. In addition, 140 of these individuals moved from a temporary employment status to a full-time permanent hire status by their host companies. Within Southern Oregon, there's a great number of agricultural businesses, particularly in the reforestation and nursery business, that may potentially access short-term labor through temporary employment. For the past several years, we've been in contact with one of those organizations who's very interested in using our temporary employment business, but because of current statutes, we've been unable to supply that labor to them. House Bill 22 would change that and would allow certain not-for-profit temporary employment businesses such as Willpower an equal opportunity to compete in this business sector. The attached amendments, well, unfortunately they're not attached, were developed by the Bureau of Labor and Industries, the Oregon Law Center, and Southern Oregon Goodwill. The Farm Bureau was also consulted. The primary substance of the amendment, as was previously put into testimony, is to limit not-for-profit corporations eligible to qualify for contractor license to those that have been in business for 5 years and that have a 501c3. And the intent of this narrow scope is to create an opportunity for businesses that have been present and ongoing over a period of time to be involved in this, but eliminate fly-by-night. There's been a number of stakeholders review this amendment. There seems to be a great deal of support for it, and I offer my testimony and my support that this happened. It will be a great opportunity for us in Southern Oregon, and will give us an opportunity to provide greater numbers of services to people.
All right. Thank you, Eric. Charles, anything to add?
No, Mr. Chairman. Eric pretty much covered everything.
Okay. Any questions? Certainly.
Mr. Olson, do I take it then to mean, how? Let me put it this way. How quickly do you think that your Goodwill or other Goodwills in the state, if there are any, would be able to take advantage of this legislation? Assuming it passes and is enacted.
Assuming it passes, we would immediately apply for a farm labor contractor license. And upon granting of that license, we're prepared to provide temporary labor to businesses that request it. Willpower is already recruiting and placing temporary employees at a number of businesses. This just accesses another segment of business that has expressed an interest in using temporary or seasonal workers.
Mm-hmm. Right, thank you.
Okay, any additional questions?
Mr. Chair.
Vice Chair.
I just want to say to all the men who have been here today and to testify that I'm so grateful you're doing this. I think it's so wonderful to provide work opportunities. But, you know, everybody has a desire to be productive and appreciated, and I think this is one more avenue. So thank you.
Thank you.
You mean a lot to Yamhill County. I just want to tell you.
Good.
And I believe the Vice Chair King has a question for you.
Yeah, great organization. Really, thank you. Really two parts of the question, and if Commissioner Roberts wanted to respond, any of you welcome to respond to that. The purpose I see in the attachment that you have that's before us that are, you know, amendments to HB 2222 dated 20th February of 01. Not only do reforestation, but also, you know, farm labor. And so I'm wondering if you're doing that because you're matching up with statute language, or that's actually a business area that you want to be, you know, involved in. I'd want to see that, you know, that stakeholders, you know, find that that's, you know, not causing any, because I hadn't heard that part of the discussion before. Wanted to make sure that we're in order with stakeholders on that part of the discussion. And then the other part is the purpose. It's saying under A, the purpose of the corporation is to provide education training. And so it makes it look like goodwill in this amendment, you know, exists for doing reforestation and farm training, and I know that you do a lot of things that are, you know, beyond that, and so I'm wondering, is that language in here just, you know, for this purpose, or are we narrowing your purpose beyond what is, you know, your total purpose as an organization?
You're referring to section C in italics and...
No, it's a capital letter A, and it's in bold, which I would assume to mean that if you submitted some amendments, you were expecting us to take a look at that as some dash amendments. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing what I'm talking about there? Mr. Roberts.
Mr. Vice Chairman, again, Jack Roberts, Commissioner Bureau of Labor and Industries. I think the key there is the word or between A and B. And that A was what really was sort of in there before in the notion of the education and training, and that was what we originally were putting in. They said, no, that doesn't quite cover it. So the or B, and this is what's supposed to get the goodwill, that's a nonprofit corporation authorized to do business that's been primarily engaged in recruiting, soliciting, supplying, or employing workers in whatever they do, and has been designated as exempt under Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code for a period of at least 5 years. So the idea is that goodwill is going to come under B, which is the broader exemption, but broader in terms of their activities, but narrower in terms of the 501c3 for 5 years, because they really didn't fit under A.
I appreciate that. So that means that we're not constricting, you know, goodwill.
No.
It's kind of handy the commissioner had some legal background, probably.
That's probably what helped confuse you in the first place.
Thank you, Representative. Do you have any additional questions for this panel? Gentlemen, thank you all very much. Appreciate you coming forward. Is there anyone else? I know Michael Dale is scheduled to testify. However, I don't see him in the audience. Okay. Are you from the Oregon Law Center, sir? You are. Please come forward and state your name, please.
My name is Michael Dale. I'm with the Oregon Law Center. And
now, wait a second here. You're the Michael Dale? Now,
who was earlier at our meeting?
Now,
another committee meeting today?
Now, I the chair is confused here, obviously.
Yeah.
I thought the other... Oh, no, I've got you confused with David Neville. That's who I've got you confused
with. No, I'm not David Neville.
All right, David, well, now that the chair has made a fool of himself, Michael, welcome. Thank you for coming. My apologies to you.
Much
please
help.
Continue. It's too late. You don't want to help me make a fool of myself. Thank you, Michael. Please continue.
The chair doesn't seem to need help.
I resemble that remark, Representative. Now, thank you.
I must say that testifying in the legislature, this is the most fun I've ever had.
Okay.
All right.
I won't take much of your time. Just to say that I do represent the Oregon Law Center. The reason for my being here instead of Mr. Niebel is that my background involvement is representing farm workers and forestry workers. I'd like to commend Commissioner Roberts and his staff and the people for Goodwill working on a kind of a difficult problem in terms of how to solve getting Goodwill a license, which everybody agreed ought to happen, but doing that without creating loopholes that would substantially weaken the regulatory structure that's been developed over a long period of time. I think we've succeeded in that with the amendments that are not before you but are agreed to, and we think it's a good bill to pass.
Okay, Michael, thank you very much. Questions?
Thanks, sir.
Great. Thanks, Michael, and I appreciate me getting the record straight there about who you are. I shall not forget. Well, is there anyone else who'd like to testify on Quadruple Bill 2? Hearing none, the public hearing on House Bill 2222 is hereby closed, and we are adjourned awaiting amendments, and we'll reschedule the bill later. Thank you all.